Morning, welcome to worship. It is a joy to have you here today to celebrate Mother's Day. Please sign the friendship sheet that you'll find in the pew. Then please pass it along to those seated next to you. Be sure to return the sheet to the center aisle and notice who's sitting next to you. Now it's time. To begin worship, please silence your cell phones as we hear the morning prelude.
Next Sunday, you'll want to be sure to be in worship next week as our choir and handbells have a special service planned, further featuring lots of singing and wonderful music. Thank you to Music Director Amber French for playing Music Sunday. It will be the choir's last week to perform before summer break so that all of our church family can be together. There will be no chapel next week only. While Pastor Cynthia is away, the FCC elders are available for pastoral care as you call Dennis Baker and Kathy Winders in the church office if you need prayers for other spiritual support. Thank you for praying for safe travels for the McBrides. Their first week in Europe is being spent in Rome and Italy. Mike Ward has an announcement.
Thank you, Kylie. Everybody knows I'm just a big kid, so I'm on youth Sunday. And obviously, I'm a little taller than most of them. I want to personally thank a few people that helped put the pallets into the trailers this past week. Larry Winders, Lyle Cox, Cal Decker, and Carmen Goodman. We stacked the pallets, we loaded them all on trailers, and this coming week we're going to move them to Dave Taylor's place. Actually, we hope to do that tomorrow. And We're shooting to do it at 9 o'clock in the morning. If any of you can help, haul the pallets out. We have them on trailers or across the street, but they don't jump off the trailers by themselves, so we could use some help. The second announcement I have, and the youth do not know that this is going to happen. This past weekend, the West Regional Soccer Tournament was held in Casper, and the West Regional Track and Field Meet was held in Rock Springs. I have been teaching a high school Sunday school class that actually meets on Wednesday since about January, and have gotten to know several of these high schoolers. And I think we ought to recognize Sarah Williams, Kendall Chipperfield, Libby Sanford, Nathan Hawley, and Dylan Stupak as student athletes from this congregation. They conducted themselves in exemplary manner, both on and off the field, and we should be very proud of them. They are a credit to our city and to our church and to their families. And I say thank you to all of them.
Are there any other announcements?
I just wanted to let everybody know that now that it is summer and I am not in class anymore, I'll be doing odd jobs for the community again. So if you know anybody who needs a yard done or needs their house cleaned or house sitting, dog sitting, whatever, please let me know and I'll arrange something with you. Just wanted to extend that to everybody. Thank you.
Are there any more announcements? Our opening hymn today is called Of Woman's We Hope We Woman's Hope We Sing. Please stand and greet those around you, then join in singing. Number 686.
Thank you. Please join me in the call to worship. We gather to worship God, our heavenly parent, who loves us even better than the best moms and dads on earth.
We gather to worship God, who calls us to honor our parents.
We honor God through our praise and prayers, our offerings and lives. Moms and dads, grandparents and kids, single or married, aged or youth, let all the people praise the Lord.
Let all the people praise the Lord.
O God of life and love, this day we celebrate those who give life. We celebrate you. We honor those who embody love. We honor you. Draw near, Holy One, and hear your children of all ages. Pray together as Jesus taught us, saying, Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever.
Be seated. In the Chalice Hymnal, we find songs written by women and men, both new songs and beloved hymns from past generations. One of the most prolific Christian songwriters of all time was Fanny Crosby. Let's turn to page 72 in the Red Hymnal and sing one she's written, To God Be the Glory, verses 1 and 3.
Thank you. We have a tradition at First Christian Church to honor our students who are in second grade, finishing second grade, with a Bible. From our church, we have children's Bibles for them. And so today we'd like to recognize those children if they were able to be here. First of all, we have Madison Brown. Our other second grader, who is spending the day with his great-grandmother, who's turning 90 in another community today, is Alex Rislov, and he'll be here next week. And another little second grader that his family has been very part of our church is Logan Brown, and I don't believe he's here today. And then we have Carmen Goodman's little niece, who sometimes is able to join us. Her name is Victoria McGee. And so we'll give this to Carmen to take to her. So congratulations, Madison. You're a reader now for sure. And I know she is, because when she comes to Sunday school, she does a lot of reading for me. Thank you, Madison. We also recognize our high school graduates, and we've recently started giving them student Bibles, so they have them to take with them into the next phase of their lives. And our first graduate that is here and who has been very active is Amber Rouse. Carmen's son, Cooper, is graduating this year also, and she'll take the Bible to him. Yay. Courtney Kaplan, okay, a familiar name in our church. Anyway, Courtney was not able to be here today, and we'll make sure that she gets this Bible. And Kellen Johnson, who was baptized in our church last year, and he is not able to be here today, and we'll make sure he gets this Bible as well. So, Amber, congratulations. And you're not off the hook. We'll still keep wanting to have you here.
That's okay.
Congratulations.
Good morning. Our card shower this morning is for Jenny Black. Jenny had back surgery on Monday. It appears to have went well. She was in the hospital. She went in early Monday morning and was dismissed out of the hospital on Friday. So please take out a card you'll find in the pew there and write Jenny a little note and let her know that her church family is thinking about her. We have prayers of sympathy for Nina and Jim Heitrek. Their son, Travis, lost his long battle with cancer on Tuesday. He has went to heaven. The funeral will be on Thursday here at the church. That's May 18th at 2 p.m. And Paul Halleck will be presiding at that funeral, and there will be a cookie coffee reception after the funeral downstairs in the fellowship hall. We want to remember all those who are in treatment for cancer and other health concerns that are out there. Also, all our senior members who are unable to attend church services around or who have moved to be closer to family. We did get a notification from Marge Haas daughter that Marge is beginning to fail pretty rapidly down in Arizona, and so Cynthia was in contact with her daughter down there. Prayers of joy for those students who have finished finals and have a little reprieve from school at this point in time. Prayers for patience for those students who are still in school and having to figure out how to go to school when it's 80 degree weather. And so we wish you the very best. Are there other prayer concerns or joys to share out there? Madison.
I just want to keep in mind our military. I got several calls and texts this weekend saying a lot of my friends are about to be deployed to Afghanistan or Syria. So prayers for our military.
Okay. Paul? Okay. Prayers for happiness that the funeral was able to be shared by the family, for David's father, and prayers of comfort for David as he moves forward without his father. Yes, Darlene. Okay, continued prayers for Sharon Bridgman, which is Stan McGurvin's sister. She is failing, and prayers for comfort and healing for her as she moves through. Michelle? Okay. Seeing none other, let us take a moment to reflect in quiet prayer. Oh, loving Father, we rejoice in this beautiful weather that you've given to us over the past few weeks. We understand that this is the growing season, that light comes and the rains fall, the grass turns green, the trees bud out, the beginning of new life. We also know that life continues through its cycle, and that we feel the pain and the suffering and the loss of those who have entered into your kingdom. We ask that you be with Jenny Black as she recovers from her back surgery. We ask that you be with Nina and Jim as they mourn the loss of their son, Travis. And we know that Travis has went home and that his long, hard, fought battle is over with, and now he sits with you. God, we ask that you place your healing hand on all those who continue to fight cancer. We ask you to put it on them so that they can feel the healing power and the comfort and the love that you provide. We ask you to be with those who are suffering from Alzheimer's and other mental diseases at this time, and with the families and the caregivers as they go through the different stages of this disease. Lord, we know the world is in upheaval at this time, and we ask that you watch over each and every one of us, our military, as they go forward into foreign lands. We ask for prayers for Sharon as she enters a different stage in her life, and for the family, for patience and joy and comfort. We ask you to be with the youth today as they bring us this service. Give them the strength and the power and the glory that you give to each and every one of us. We're so very thankful on this Mother's Day also for all of the mothers, those who care for us, nurture us, and love us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Good morning. Morning. Here at First Christian Church, we invite all followers of Jesus to join us with the celebration of Holy Communion as just one way of celebrating our giving unity in Jesus and His church. A loving mother will do all she can to feed her child. It is Jesus who invites us to this table. He did all He could to save us from sin. Like children playing hide-and-seek in the dark, we grope our way towards the welcoming table of the Lord to partake of this holy meal with the confidence that God will show us the way. God will hear our prayers and unify us as one beloved people sitting together at the family's table, connected by grace and love. Let's sing the hymn 424 as we prepare for communion.
On the night that Jesus was betrayed, he took a loaf of bread, and after he had given thanks, he blessed it and broke it, saying, "This is my body, broken for you." In the same way, he took the cup, saying, "This is the cup of salvation. Drink from it. Do this in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink from this cup, you will proclaim the Lord's death until he comes."
Let us pray. Dear God, like a loving mother, you welcome all of your children to this table, As we taste the bread and drink the cup, we remember your sacrifice of love revealed in Jesus. Through the sharing of these gifts, fill us to overflowing with your love. When we see someone who's hungry, we will feed them. When we know someone thirsting for you, we will tell the story of Christian faith. Bless this loaf and cup, and bless your people, that together we may more fully be the body of Christ. Amen.
Savior, like a shepherd, lead us. Much we need thy tender care. In thy pleasant pastures, feed us. For our use, thy folds prepare. Blessed Jesus. Thou hast bought us, thine we are. Blessed Jesus, thou hast bought us, thine we are. We befriend us, be the guardian of our way. Keep thy flock from sin, defend us, seek us when we go astray. Blessed Jesus, blessed Jesus. Hear thy children when we pray. Blessed Jesus, hear thy children when we pray. Early let us seek thy face. Do thy will, blessed Lord and only Savior, with thy love our spirits fill. Blessed Jesus, thou hast bought us, thine we are. Blessed Jesus, thou hast loved us, love us still.
As children, we rely on our parents for everything: food, clothing, shelter, and love. As we grow, we gain independence, learning to do more for ourselves. Finally, with the ongoing support with family and community, we make our way into the world. With that our parents give to us, there comes a time when we give back. After all that God has given, after all that God has done, all that God continues to do, we gladly accept the responsibility and the freedom to give back to God. Of your time and talent and money, give what you can to say thanks to God in the name of the Christ our Lord. The diaconate will receive your offerings.
Gracious and Holy One, thank you for everything you give us, life itself, the world in which we live, food to eat and water to drink. We bring you this offering as a way to say thank you, God, for everything. Bless these gifts and bless these givers. Amen.
Send us love, send us power, send us grace. For our scripture today, we'll be reading from the Pew Bible on the Old Testament, page 66, Exodus 21 through 17. Is an important passage of scripture for Jews and Christians alike. Even people who don't attend worship have at least heard of these words of instruction. Even if they can't tell you where to find them in the Bible, listen to what God instructed Moses to tell the Israelites. Then God spoke all these words. I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself an idol, whether in the form of anything that is in heaven above, or that is on the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them or worship them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, punishing children for the iniquity of parents to the third and the fourth generation of those who reject me, but showing steadfast love to the thousandth generation of those who love me and keep my commandments. You shall not make wrongful use of the name of the Lord your God, for the Lord will not acquit anyone who misuses his name. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. And wait, sorry. You shall not do any work. You, your son or your daughter, your male or female slave, your livestock, or the alien resident in your towns. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them, but rested the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and consecrated it. Honor your father and your mother, so that your day may be long in the land that the Lord your God is giving you. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, or male or female slave, or ox or donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor.
The Ten Commandments teach us about the importance of God. Just as God brought the ancient Hebrews out of slavery in Egypt, through Jesus God sets all people free from being slaves to sin. So we worship God and no one else, nothing else. We shouldn't misuse God's name. As well as addressing our relationship with God, these commandments talk about our relationship with other people. Don't envy, don't lie, steal, or kill. A good verse for us to hear today is Exodus 20, verse 12. Honor your father and your mother so that your days may be long. Today we want to honor our mothers and honor all mothers. We want to honor the women of the church who are mothers and aunts and grandmothers to us in the Christian faith. We honor the women who give life and nurture it, women who are mothers, who were mothers, who will be mothers, and women who want to be mothers even if that pathway is not meant to be. We honor women who mother children in all kinds of ways, teaching and caring, guiding, directing, offering discipline and direction. We honor mothers of the faith, women who teach in seminaries and women who teach Sunday school, women who bake bread for communion and break bread with their enemies, modeling Christ's forgiveness of us all. We honor women who study scripture and make others have a chance to read God's word, women like Julia Evelina Smith. In 1843, Julia began translating the New Testament from Greek to English. Then she taught herself Hebrew to translate the Old Testament as well. Her translation of the Bible was published in 1876. We honor women who sing soprano and alto and even tenor in our own church choir, and we honor those who write songs of faith for others to sing. Women like Hildegard of Bingen, Franny Crosby, Karen Lafferty, and Ola Harrison. We honor women elders, deacons, preachers, and bishops among the Christian church. Men and women alike are blessed by the female clergy, from Clara Hale Babcock, who was ordained in 1888, to Reverend Dr. Sharon Watkins, who has served as our first woman general minister and president these past dozen years.
In worship this morning, we know there are in our midst women and mothers who, like Eve, have children with serious rivalry issues. I can relate to that with my sisters. Like Hagar, have been discarded for a new family and are mothering alone. Like Naomi, have tested the bitterness of a child's death, have tasted the bitterness of a child's death. Like Leah and Rachel's mother, knows what it's like to have one child favored over another by society. Like Hannah, have been separated from your child at a young age. Like Mary, have a complicated pregnancy story. Or like Tamar, have tried multiple ways to become a mother, or like Rachel, have counted the months and years while other women in your family and circle of friends become pregnant, who, like Rebecca, are drawn to one of your children more than the others. Like David's mother is raising children after God's heart, and though you rejoice in watching them, don't want to rub it in your friends' faces. Like Ham's mother, have children whose substance abuse can cause problems. Like Bathsheba, have sick children who may die. Like Joseph and Benjamin, have experienced the death of their mother. Like Mary, have children with public legal situations, and all you can do is watch. Like the Shunammite woman, when told by Elijah she would become pregnant, replied, "No, please do not mislead your servant." Like her, not wanting to open doors to hope, only to have them slammed in your face. Like Hannah, have known the provoking of a family member. Like many, watch their mothers age and waste before their eyes. Like Moses' mother, reluctantly gave up her child because it wasn't safe for her to bring her child up herself. Or like the Pharaoh's daughter, who was called to love and nurture children that weren't hers by birth. Like Timothy's mother and grandmother, are steadily without much love or fanfare, or recognition, teaching your children about the truths of God, sowing seeds for eternity. Like the unnamed women who never quite fit into the norms of society, either never marrying or having children, yet wanting to. You are in our midst. We are called to be a people who rejoice with those who rejoice and mourn with those who mourn. Today, our faith is big enough to do both. For the seen and known joys of motherhood, we rejoice and smile and celebrate with you. For the seen and known suffering of motherhood, we ache with you. For the private, unseen, and unknown joys of motherhood, like Mary, may you treasure them in your hearts. And for the private, unseen, and unknown sorrows and suffering of motherhood, may you know you don't always have to be happy in your midst. Your names are engraved on the palms of God, with the love of your heart held in God's heart, bearing both the seen and unseen joys and struggles of life. You and we are all held by God. Here's to the mothers.
Here's to the mothers. Here's to the boo-boo kissers. Here's to the get up and warm the milk at 2 a.m. women. You are braver than you know. You make the music that makes the life, that gives the rhythm to the day in and out and in again. Courageous. You deliver babies by C-section or adoption certificate, or by push and pant and wailing battle cry of birth. You give more than you think you have. And when you're empty, when you're bone dry, you wring out one more drop, one more bottle, one more soothing the temper tantrum. Hero, you make a budget stretch. You clip coupons. You fight ketchup stains. You face the awkward parent-teacher moments. You listen. You translate for your child. You do the hard work of teaching at every turn. You find 100 new ways to answer 100 new versions of the question, why? Champion, you show up, you take photos, you cheer. You shuttle boys and bags of gear between sports fields and serve up ice cream afterwards. You disagree with him. You make her change her skirt. But you love fiercely from beneath those unruly bangs. You learn to laugh at your reflection. You revel in your smiley wrinkles. Real, you lose your temper. You yell and apologize and stamp your foot and prove that you are human. You cry. You venture out into an ocean of vulnerability with only a small dinghy and two short oars to keep you afloat when you become a parent. Anchor. You yield your figure, your abs, your size 4 jeans, but your will turns to muscle unheard of. It grows strong with determination. No one will wound these children without going through you first. You are a last harbor, a lighthouse in the storm of internet and Facebook, failed grades and peer pressure. but in the everydayness of these moments, you start to feel it. The weight of glory, the glorious ordinary. And on your quietest, least interesting days, you get better at hearing the music of motherhood. Slowly, a harmony rises from the collection of tasks every mother cycles through in a day. The sacred marriage of the mundane and the eternal. The small directly related to the massive. Kids walking around like so much eternity with skin on. There is no part of your everyday wash and rinse and repeat routine that isn't significant. You make the music that makes the life that gives the rhythm to the day in and out and in again. You are braver than you know because you mother.
Here's to the mothers. Here's to all the people of faith who live their lives every day as a sign of love, who do little things to make the world a better place. If you need help living a better life, Jesus can help you. If you felt lost or alone, or like you wish you had more family, the church is a place where you can find God's love being lived out every day by people who are imperfect, but you know we are loved and forgiven. If you're looking for a church home, we'd welcome you to join us here at First Christian Church. Our final hymn today is Faith of Our Mothers, the text for the first two verses written by Pastor Cynthia to be sung by a fair tune, Faith of Our Fathers. You'll be find the words inserted in the bulletin. Please stand and sing.
Thank you for joining us in worship today. All women will receive a small gift on your way out of the sanctuary. Please join us downstairs in Fellowship Hall for coffee, refreshments, and a time of fellowship. Now, if all minds and hearts are clear, let us go forth to serve Christ. People of God, you are loved. Go into your week knowing that you are embraced by the love of God, a love that is sweeter and more tender than any you have ever known.
Our God.